This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking on what's going to happen here in this Senate judiciary dealio, because Friday is it. Friday means that, okay, so we move forward, because there's going to be a vote. There's going to be a vote on Kavanaugh, and we keep hearing about these swing senators, and what does that mean? Ultimately, it is the talk of not just D.C., but the country. So here we are, putting a foot in the sand again on the Kavanaugh sandbox debate as to what happens. And to me, that's now what's so intriguing. And I said the last couple of days that I thought it was going to be, 60-40 that he gets confirmed, based on my conversations with people I know in Washington, D.C., who are connected, who are constantly on the Hill, who are aides or who know aides or who are prepping senators and all that kind of stuff. So really decent sources. But even decent sources are not really sure, because they see a step back, a step forward. At this point, though, I think it's the steps forward. So I think it's 75% that he gets confirmed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is advancing the nomination to the Supreme Court. He did that by insisting that they're going to get the results of the FBI supplemental background investigation. It's going to be finished. Then, of course, there was the secret room in the Capitol, and the senators got to go and look at what was in that report. And it's not going to be made public, but the deal was, they expect some of it to leak in certain areas where there wasn't evidence of assaults. Those who have seen it say there's not enough there. There's not enough to say that in this report it doesn't corroborate some of what was being said. It's a 46-page report on allegations of sexual assault by the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh. We know that, right? So the FBI background investigation was like this compromise after the testimony from Christine Ford and Kavanaugh about whether he attacked her during their high school years in 1982 at a party. And in exchange for a vote to move Kavanaugh's confirmation to the full Senate, Senator Jeff Flake was granted his request for an FBI investigation into charges by Ford and one of Kavanaugh's classmates at Yale, Deborah Ramirez. So Democrats and Republicans alternated in going over the report in two-hour segments, and it was the rotation they kept up all day long on Thursday. And, there were senators whining about it, that it's unusual circumstances and the process is unusual. And the report was laid out in 12 sections so they could easily swap them and make the most of their limited time. And there was only one copy. And that was a rule dictated by a 2009 bipartisan agreement on how to handle judicial nominations. So this is why there's this thing of going to the basement to go and read the secret report, and that's it. So, you have senators that are shuffling through the papers in one corner, another one looking at the papers. They're not allowed to take electronic devices in. They weren't allowed to take, if they took notes, they weren't allowed to take them out of the room. So even Bob Corker said he didn't write anything down, and he certainly didn't record anything, because he says that's jail time. That's what they agreed on. That's how it reads. And Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, who's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, told reporters that he thought it raised more questions. Others said they thought it didn't you know, like Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham said, didn't corroborate anything. They didn't learn anything new. Corker said he didn't learn anything new in the documents and said it's time to vote. So the swing votes, we know, it's Collins, it's Murkowski, and supposedly Flake, but I don't think Flake is really a swing vote. I think that's being said because he's been vague, even after being confronted when he was getting on an elevator by a victim of sexual assault. I don't think he's a swing vote at all. I think he's a yes vote. So, you know, it's really Collins or Murkowski if they both dumped out. And I just don't think they will. I think that he gets confirmed. You know, you had the procedural vote. Let's see where that goes. And it moves on. And it's interesting. Brett Kavanaugh did say one thing in an op-ed piece. He said he regretted the sharp, emotional tone during the hearing. And he promised to be impartial. So he did write this piece for the Journal, and he said he regretted his tone. That he said it was emotional. He said I was too emotional. I was too sharp. I said a few things. And he did say, listen, he did say, I said a few things I should not have said. The piece was called I'm an Independent Impartial Judge, because that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to be political. As a judge, you're supposed to be looking at the letter of the law and weighing the law and the interpretation of the law, and that's the idea. I mean, that's the idea. But I think everybody has, you know, whether, it doesn't mean you go completely down party line, but I think everybody has, how do you completely take all of your thoughts out of everything? I don't think you do when you've had, like, he's had a 28-year legal career. So, and he said in his piece, I've spent my entire 28 years as a hardworking, even-keeled, open-minded, independent, and dedicated to the Constitution and the public good. So the piece was rebuffing some of the criticism and some of what people were saying was political bias, because remember, one of the things that he said is he accused, when he was angry, he accused liberals of a calculated and orchestrated political hit fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump in the 2016 election. So he definitely said those kind of things, and that's what he was referring to, that he should have, his tone, etc. And so there we go. So retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens said he originally supported Kavanaugh big time, and he did, but he said he couldn't support Kavanaugh's because of his performance during the hearings. He said, at the time, I thought Kavanaugh had the qualifications for the Supreme Court, should be selected. Absolutely. I've changed my views for reasons that have no relationship to his intellectual ability. I feel his performance in the hearings ultimately changed my mind. But I don't think the minds of any of the senators, honestly, are going to be that much changed. I don't think that we're going to see a radical departure. I could be completely wrong. I've really tried to have, not tried, I've had these conversations with people who, as I mentioned, have connections, are connected, have spent their whole life in this political game. But nobody knows until they actually take the vote. And if somebody's going to go in a different direction and they know the scrutiny over this, they're not going to necessarily blurt that out ahead of time because they see how Murkowski and Collins and Flake are being stalked, and they don't want to be stalked. They just wait till they're actually called on and they come up with a vote. That's the way it's going to roll. All right, hang with us. We got some odds and ends on the flip side.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
No truth to the rumor that the guy singing Man Cave is Bradley Cooper when he was trying out his vocals for, you know, what would ultimately become his role in A Star is Born. That's somebody else who sings that. But in the Man Cave, we enjoy a good laugh and we enjoy the games, right? So the whole idea of the Man Cave is we got to have fun. If we're going to sling mud and we're going to get down and dirty and we're tearing it up all the time over you said this and I said that, why not go into the sports arena? Because it's just a continuation of the same thing. So first off, for you Patriot fans, the Patriots beat the Colts. They were kind of pounding them, and then the Colts came back into this, but ultimately New England won 38-24. Significant here is that Tom Brady came up with his 500th career touchdown pass. You know that he's thrown to 71 different receivers. I think that is very interesting. So he is high on the list of the top record setting night. And another win for the Patriots. They pick up their third win while Indy falls to 1-4. Wow. What's going on with Indianapolis? If you are a Brew Crew fan, the Brewers win the National League Division Series first game. They did it and not the easy way, though, because it was extra frames, 10th inning, and it was over the Colorado Rockies. Mike Moustakas, his RBI single in the 10th, was what clicked it open. There's something magical about these Brewers. I like the Brewers in the beginning of the season. And if you're not catching me here in America Tonight, I do a show on NBC Sports Radio Network over the weekend from 3 to 6 Eastern. You can go to SiriusXM 205 or download the mobile app and get it that way. But I picked them in the beginning of the year. They're that team of not everybody's so famous on this team, but they have that whole team attitude. So I think that's what it's about. I think they've got that common goal, and it really is about for the win, not so much for the me, the I. I think they really have found that groove. Will they win the World Series? Yeah, they got to get through this, and it's one game. Right? So there's a lot left to come. How about the Dodgers? The Dodgers slug past the Braves in their National League division series. The Dodgers led the series 1-0. They lead the series now 1-0. They beat the Braves 6-0. And they had a power display. I mean, that's what it was. They were swinging away, whether it was, you know, a leadoff homer, whether it was a solo shot in the sixth inning by Enrique Hernandez, whatever it was, they did it. So now game two next, and Clayton Kershaw goes to the mound. So he wanted to be ready for game one, but he wasn't chosen for game one. And of course, he's had struggles in October. He's been 7-7. He's 7-7 overall in October. He's still an incredible pitcher. There's no doubt about it. And he absolutely, I'm sure, is going to try to pitch lights out in this next game. So they're off to a start. They're off and rolling, and that's, you know, what happens. And it's the best of five. So, you know, in the best of five, not a lot of room if you get down in a hole, and they all know it. They want to be able to come back if they're in that. If they've lost that first one, they want to come back. So this is interesting. Nick Saban, who is rapidly going down in history as the best football coach, and you know how it is with Alabama. People either want to roll tide or they want to roll over Alabama. But Nick Saban went into kind of a minute and a half rant on Wednesday night of this week, because he's saying he's disappointed that you got a half-empty Alabama student section in the south end zone of the game last Saturday against Louisiana Lafayette. He said, "I'm disappointed there weren't more students. I think we're trying to address that. I don't think they're entitled to anything. I think seats ought to be first come, first served. They don't want to come to the game. They don't want to come. But I'm sure there's enough people around here that would like to go to the games, and we'd like for them to come, too. They support the players." How about that diatribe? How about that? Yeah. Are the Bama fans supporting Tua, who is the quarterback? And a lot of them are, because you know what? They're wearing Lays, because he's Hawaiian-born, so they're wearing Lays to the games. And there you go. Will they come out? Nick Saban has spoken. I think they will the next time around. I do. I think they will come out. In the world of sports, like I said, much like everything else that we talk about on the show, there certainly is controversy laced within the game, including an ex-Louisville coaches accused of paying recruits. We've got that. We've got the NFL and helmet rules. They're always talked about. And the safety of football and what's happening to ex-players. But an ex-Louisville assistant basketball coach, two of them specifically, allegedly made payments to two recruits in an attempt to ensure they would play for the Cardinals. Head coach Kenny Johnson, allegedly associate head coach, made a payment of $1,300 to the father of former Louisville recruit Brian Bowen. Assistant Jordan Fair gave a second unnamed prospect $900. The FBI is doing this pay-to-play college basketball investigation, and they're looking to go after a few people, and they're going after them. So they're saying they have the evidence for that. And Bowen is one of the central figures in the case, because they've charged that an Adidas executive and a former Adidas consultant and a college basketball runner conspired to pay Bowen's family $100,000 in exchange for him to commit to play for Louisville. So there's all kinds of nonsense there. Shocking, isn't it? You know that this kind of stuff happens. Is it good? Because then what about everybody else, right? It's not good, because this is where you have to decide. college athletics. What are the kids getting in exchange? They're getting scholarships, they're getting the free rides, they're getting whatever, but they're also getting two-a-days and practice out of their eyeballs and everything else, and the coaches in the school, but especially the school, not so much the coaches, so you pay for good coaches, and I'm a capitalist, and they should get what they can get, but the players don't get anything. Should the players get some kind of siphon? Would that change what happens? I don't know. This is a sad story about a former Clemson football player, C.J. Fuller, and very popular, by the way, former running back, was doing physical therapy for a knee injury. He began to get these chest pains in the moments before his death, they say. His aunt was telling the Greenville News this, said he was having some chest pains before that day, but they got worse fast all of a sudden. He was conscious at one point, and when he got to the hospital, his speech was slurred, and then they say before they knew it, he was gone. And they said they thought it had something to do with blood clot. You just don't expect someone his age to be gone so fast. So 22 years old. Wow. Very, very sad. And Fuller played at Clemson from 2014 to 2017, and he went through a redshirt year when he didn't appear in games in 2014 before accumulating almost 600 yards rushing on 147 carries with 5 touchdowns during the next 3 seasons. And going to Clemson was huge for him. They were champions during his time there, so that was exciting. Dabo Sweeney, the Clemson coach, said, "I've known CJ a long time, watched him grow up through the rec leagues all the way up through high school. I'm proud of what he accomplished as a Clemson Tiger, most of all, accomplishment of being a Clemson graduate," and he sent his condolences to the family. But, you know, you never know. Here he is working out, basically, then all of a sudden getting those chest pains, and they get worse, and it's too late, and then he's at the hospital, and there's nothing they can do. He did graduate from Clemson, like Dabo Sweeney said, in August with a degree in sociology, and boy, oh boy, 22 is just so crazy young, isn't it? Way, way, way too young to be taken from the earth. Got to be tough on that family to see that happen, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we got some good stuff in store for you. You just have to leap over the fence. A big reminder, you can go to katedelaneyradio.com to send me your thoughts on anything on the show. Just click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Multiple investigations are underway into the worst transportation crash in the U.S. since 2009 after 20 people were killed in a limousine crash in upstate New York. First responders raced to the desperate scene on Saturday. The catastrophic wreck killed 18 people inside the limo. Bree Finnegan lives nearby.
First responders broke some windows to try to get people out.
It happened about 30 miles west of Albany in Schoharie, New York. State police say the limo was driving on Route 30 when it ran a stop sign and plowed into the parking lot of the Apple Barrel Country Store. The limo hit a parked car and struck and killed two people that were standing outside. So far, no one can tell if a mechanical failure caused the crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
His name is Clive Peters, and he's written a book called Exploring Sex, Love, and Lust. I know you're all leaning forward to listen to this, and it's such an important subject, and it's so interesting the directions he takes us. So, Clive, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
The pleasure's all mine.
So, in putting this together, let's first set that up. What made you decide to dive in this direction? And just from the title of the book, boy, that is massive territory. And that's, I think that's hard to really pull that all together, but you did it so beautifully. First of all, what drove you to write this, and what was it like doing this project?
It's a good question, and everybody asks me the same. It all stems from many years ago. I had a medical problem of my own, which prompted me to write a book which was aimed entirely and specifically at men. Its title was How to Maximize Your Manhood, What Every Red-Blooded Male Needs to Know. And I didn't think for a moment that there would be a single woman reading this book. But how mistaken I was. Through the analytics that you can use on your website when people click on to read whatever it is that you have on your website, it showed that 47% of the hits came from females. I was absolutely astounded. So a little bit more research made me realize that actually this subject was of much interest to women as it was men. And so I thought, well, some further research is required. And I spent the next 5 or 6 years with the help of many friends I have in the medical profession, not least in the UK here, but also long-term medical friends friends in the States, researched and enjoyed the company, the results of getting in touch with people who were volunteering, using the anonymity of the World Wide Web, to be upfront, truthful, honest, and open about their experiences. And so from that collection of interviews I had with people, lots of research, seeing where studies had been made, contacting the authors of the studies, I was able to compile and put together this latest book, which, as you rightly say, is called Exploring Sex, Love and Lust.
What did you find to be the most surprising thing about relationships, the physical relationships, that maybe it may be that people just aren't talking about it, aren't sharing what they really think? What did you find? What was the most surprising element to all of this for you?
Well, yes, you're quite right. It's the word taboo springs to mind. People feel they know all about sex. You know, who am I to tell them anymore? And we grow up that way. We don't find ourselves taught about sex like we might be taught how to have good manners sitting around the dinner table and enjoying the company of other people. Not at all. One of the major contributors that I had when I was doing my research, she said, by the time I was 25, I thought I knew all there was to know about sex. Here I am 20 years later, realizing that I knew nothing. And then when I heard a 15-year-old girl tell me, talking about contraception, she said, when I'm standing up, gravity is on my side, so I can't get pregnant. That did it for me. I thought, well, hell, we've got a lot of people out there who think they know it all, and clearly they don't. Not least of all me. I mean, I've enjoyed the research and the experience of other people and learned a great deal, of course. But the key to all of this is communication. There's a whole chapter devoted on the importance of communication, because if you can't talk to your partner on the same level and with the same interests, you're not going to get anywhere. And certainly to build trust, which is also the most important element in relationship, you have to communicate.
And do you find, in especially in the research that you did, that this may be one of the biggest problems, one of the biggest hurdles that couples have? And, you know, you talk about having a happy marriage and how important that is. And I think because of what the research you've done, what we're talking about, the idea that there's this taboo surrounding having these discussions, I think that really is a marriage destroyer and a relationship destroyer, ultimately, and this is what you've said. Do you think that's like one of the biggest points of this book?
The biggest point really is for you to believe and understand through education, if you like, and exposure to what other people's experiences are, that everybody is different. We're all different to each other, but we do have a great deal in common when it comes to the need to learn, to find out what your partner is expecting, what their hopes and fears are, so that you can be holding each other at the same level of interest, knowing the difference between lust, which quite often is spontaneous and can build into love, but on the other hand, you can have people who fall in love without the lustful element, and so we all behave in different ways. There's physical contact, which is the obvious thing, but there's also the intellectual contact, or at a level in our thoughts, and here, to be open about what's going through your mind with your partner is terribly important, because otherwise it's all a big mystery, and if you don't learn what your partner needs, you're not going to do yourself any favors either.
So, Clive, and we're speaking to Clive Peters, and the book, of course, is Exploring Sex, Love, and Lust. And getting back to this, what we're talking about, this whole idea of the communication, so it means you have to learn to ask questions, is that right?
You do, but not as you might see in a film or a TV program where they're talking, might be called pillow talk. You're lying in bed and actually asking the questions during the act. This is not a good idea. And analyzing it immediately after the act, you know, how was it for you? Did the earth move for you? These are not a very good idea. But certainly knowing how to, or practicing to get to know how to get to the level of interest that you both have, spot the opportunity. It can come at all kinds of places and times, and if you're holding hands or looking into each other's eyes, you can spot a moment where you can actually just hint at the intimate, and it only takes a few words, and you find that all of a sudden you're right where you would love to be, and that is talking at some depth about what each other is expecting. There are numerous examples of this given in the book. I struggle to find one that might be the best. I don't, in order to tell you right now, there isn't such. You find your own way through this. But here again, you can use the language. Part of the communication bit, I talk about euphemisms. And there are many words which immediately your partner will recognize that you're actually not talking about the word you're using. You're talking about sexual relationships. It might bring a smile to your face. That's also terribly important, that you should enjoy the experience, enjoy each other. It can become humorous. You can even have a laugh during the act. People fall about laughing because of something silly that happens. It needn't be terribly serious. Indeed, I believe it would be a mistake for it to be terribly serious.
In writing this book, what was it that, and what you just said was so powerful too, by the way, and anyone listening, as Clive Peters says, you go, you dive into this, and you'll find the example that you really understand and resonates with you, and it isn't like it is in television or movies, and boy, that would really kick open the door for something wonderful, for sure, I would think. But what was it that made you, a successful businessman, decide to dive into this? What drove you to write this book?
Good question. And in fact, talking about this with family, I realized listening to our daughter, especially, who's married and has a child of her own, she pointed out that I've always been a scribbler, as we call it, a writer. And until she pointed it out, I hadn't fully realized. I thought, well, here's the opportunity, now I'm retired. But in fact, I have been writing all my commercial life, for sure. I've often had letters published in national newspapers. I've written short pieces for magazines that relate to biggest interest in hobby terms. We love to sail, and so sailing boats, and the magazines that are associated with anything on the water, I've written articles for. But I've dismissed all of those. I'm not dismissed them. I've completely forgotten about them until I retired, and I thought, well, I'm not going to sit and twiddle my thumbs. There is a subject I've always been interested in, and dare I say it, everybody I know has been interested in, and so I thought I'd sit down and write it.
Well, well done. And the book is called, as we've been talking about this, Exploring Sex, Love, and Lust. Clive Peters, delight to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. It's lovely to meet you for the first time. Let's hope that it happens again. It's all been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Every day I'm walking down the same streets I've been walking ever since I was a boy. I've had my way with words and talking, but don't take it from me if you want to dance in the waste world. You might think I'm crazy.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nutrisystem, Don Zier, and it's always interesting to talk to Don about food and what we do in our normal lives. I'm busy. I'm a speaker. I've got this crazy road swing that I'm on, and luckily for me, I take Nutrisystem food with me, and I try to avoid eating out as much as I can, but you can't always avoid that, so it's a question of, I would imagine, eating smart when you're eating out, and what are some of the things that you can do? So who better to talk to about that than Dawn? Dawn, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Nice to be here.
How important is it to plan ahead?
It's so important because, you know, part of life is, part of the social elements of our life is eating out. So with Nutrisystem, we give people flexibility so they can eat out, but we try to give them a tool so that they can be prepared. And one of the things that is really important is to think ahead. So one of the things that I like to do is always look at the menu before I get to the restaurant. So I kind of know what I want to order, you know, what looks good, what looks healthy.
You know, it's funny, when I go out with friends, no matter where we go, a restaurant we've been, somewhere new, everyone will look at me and say, salad? And the answer is always yes. I will always have a salad. I'll have some grilled chicken or some salmon on it. always, because that's the way I control my desire, frankly, to look at the menu and find the most calorie-laden thing on it, because that's what I really want, but I know the next day I'll wish I hadn't. So talk about the importance of understanding what's on the menu, whether you're planning ahead or sitting in the restaurant. So, for instance, I know that sometimes in some restaurants you can order the salad and it turns out to be a terrible choice because of things like what's on the salad or the dressing. How do we know, for instance, in the case of a salad, whether it's a good salad or actually as unhealthy a choice as any other you could make?
Well, a lot of salads are shockingly high in calories. So it's something I think we all think, oh, I'll have a salad, it's really healthy. But often you can have like a petite filet or something for less calories. So you do have to be careful. All the things you think should be on a salad, the quote, not fun stuff, are good to have. Lettuce, tomatoes, onions, things like that. But once you start adding the fried tortilla strips, the honey roasted nuts, cheeses, creamy dressings, the calorie and fat counts just get boosted, and it's higher than you could even imagine. So, you know, portion distortion is also at play, because a lot of times salads are exceptionally big and can feed more than one person again. So I like the idea of what you're saying, Greg. Add the shrimp, add the grilled chicken. One of the things I do, always salad dressing on the side, and you don't pour. I never pour salad dressing on my salad. I will do tiny dips, and just gives me a little sneak. You know, you put it on the fork before you actually put the food on the fork, and you get a little taste. But at the end of the day, you find you have at least half the salad dressing left, and that's where a lot of the calories come from, in these creamy sort of dressings. But you know, salad can be an enemy in disguise. Usually it's a good choice, but you really do have to be careful. For example, you know, if you're look at our eating out guide, Applebee's grilled shrimp and spinach salad sounds really healthy, but it's over 1,000 calories and has 66 grams of fat. So nobody would guess that.
Mm. Wow. So the good news is what you just said, Dawn, is to get the dressing on the side, just dip it a little bit, and then you notice that you have half of it. I do that same thing. And I think that's a huge tip for anybody listening, because there is that tendency to get the salad. But often, too, I find that some people think if it's a little pieces of food and maybe there's more of it, maybe it's not that bad. Somebody once told me, well, just have the wings. The wings aren't that bad, but wings can't be that good for you, right?
Wings are the worst. As good as they are, I know we all love them, but I avoid wings like the plague, even though they're so good. Just one serving of medium buffalo wings can pack on over 1,000 calories. And how many of those calories are from fat? Just about half. So, you know, one night out for dinner should never take over your calorie allotment for the day, and this one gets pretty close. So I think wings are pretty much to be avoided. Though, you know, as we know, when you order the wings, often celery and carrots come with that, and those are good things to dip a little bit into the sauce.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the celery and the carrots. We're talking with Dawn Zeers. He's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. I'm glad you brought up the carrots and the celery, because the other thing that has a way of showing up on the table is the bread and butter. Now, I just have trained myself to say no thank you and discourage them from leaving it on the table, or at least near me if I'm with friends. But talk about what the impact is if you habitually are spreading butter on bread and eating it before you even eat dinner.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, bread and butter is like an amazing food, right? It just, everybody seems to love it. But again, it is a culprit. So one of the things that I've learned to do is I avoid butter. So I'll have bread. I may have a little olive oil with it. But the problem with the bread at dinner is it fills you up before the healthier food arrives, and it's hard just to have one piece. So I think your tip of just sending it away is probably a good one. Otherwise, you have to be really disciplined, and you know, one piece maybe, but we all know how hard it is to do. And again, those are empty calories, not really healthy calories, and you know, fill you up before you get a dinner that you could really enjoy. And we're not saying here don't have anything good when you go out. You can, and we'll talk a lot. There are a lot of healthy, good items on menus that you can choose from, but it comes down to the smart choices. Bread is one that you should skip.
Yeah, so if you, what would you suggest when you look at a menu, what are some of the healthier directions you can go in, Dawn?
Well, one of the things that always has surprised me, did you ever go to a restaurant and they list all the calories on the menu and then you want to run out as fast as you walked in?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a little depressing. But one of the things that surprises me always is how much, how low in calories a good piece of steak can be, like a petite filet. And I think I was with my son at Texas Roadhouse, right, which you would say to yourself, never go there if you're trying to lose weight. But after looking at everything on the menu, I found the petite filet, the Dallas petite filet, actually was relatively low in calories, and I could really have a nice, enjoyable dinner with a small petite steak, some grilled vegetables, a little salad, and it was really very, very good. So I think the chickens, the fish, even the non-fatty steaks, really, really, really good choices. And again, you have to watch for certain words or things to stay away from. Of course, we all know about fried. Pan-fried somehow sounds healthier than fried. It's really not. You know, battered, scalloped, creamy. These are words that we want to avoid and head more towards roasted, grilled, baked. Those usually are the better choices, foods that are roasted, grilled, or baked.
It's interesting, Dawn, but one of the things I've learned as I've lost weight over the last couple of years is I used to have very little comprehension of what these words meant. Like you said, you know, pan-fried sounds healthier, and I've educated myself about that, and that's been useful. But the other thing that I've done is I've overcome my fear of asking. I will say to the waiter, how is that prepared? And if I'm still confused, I'll actually drill down more and sometimes even say, I'm looking for a healthy option. What can you suggest? And when they make a suggestion, maybe they don't understand what's healthy and what's not. I'll drill down even further than that. Do you find and do you recommend that people really ask and really take responsibility for what they're eating to make sure what they're getting is as healthy as they want it to be?
I don't think asking hurts. Again, it depends on the nutritional savviness of your waiter and the person that you're asking. What I'm finding is at a lot of restaurants these days, they do note on the menu which are the healthier options, and I find that to be very, very helpful because it automatically at least narrows down your choices to a group of options that you can select from. And, you know, again, the good news is you can go out, you can have a reasonable dinner that's not going to break your diet, that tastes good, and then you're enjoying the socialization. You know, you can even have a glass of wine or a beer. The key is just don't have too many.
Yeah, I like that you brought that up because people, they talk about that, the booze part of it. Oh, no, I can never have another glass of wine, but that's not true, right?
You know, it's empty calories, right? So there's not a lot of benefit of having, you know, a glass of beer or wine, but it is a big part of, again, the socialization aspect. And, you know, one glass of wine is 120 calories. So if you think about that and think you want that to be one of your smart carbs for the day, it's perfectly fine. And if you go out, everybody wants to indulge a bit. Now, personally, I have a sweet tooth, so I prefer to indulge with a little bit of dessert. Many people prefer to indulge with a little bit of wine or beer, and that's totally fine. You just have to, it always comes down to making smart choices.
A perfect place to end is smart choices. President and CEO of Nutrisystem, Dawn Zier, thanks so much.
Great, thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.